This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Our continuing series, Shifting the Balance, explores how environmental and policy changes can make a difference in the fight against obesity. More than 30% of all children in America are now considered obese. And in the low-income city of Holyoke, Massachusetts, the numbers are much higher than the national average. In the second part of the series, Childhood Obesity, A Community's Response, Karen Brown visited a 9-year-old girl struggling to get healthy, an effort that involves the whole family.
Kiwana Espada keeps a photograph of herself on the mirror above her dresser. In it, she's sitting on a kitchen counter cross-legged, showing off her newly painted toenails. But these days, what matters to her in that photo is how thin she was. It was taken 3 years ago when she was 6 years old and about 60 pounds lighter.
Every time people see it, they say you should get better, like you should get the same way you were, not just keep gaining weight. I say, like, you're right, I should.
Kiwana lives in a small Holyoke apartment with her sister, brother-in-law, aunt, and mother, a native of Puerto Rico. When Kiwana was about 7, she started putting on weight faster than her height warranted. With a body mass index of 40, twice the normal range, Kiwana is among the 20% of American children considered obese.
Well, when they told me I was overweight, I said, I have to lose weight. Like, I have to.
This spring, at the suggestion of Kiwana's primary care doctor, her mother, Kiyumari Rodriguez, signed her up for the Holyoke Health Center's Healthy Weight Program. At first, Kiwana was terrified.
I thought they were going to do surgery or something, like open my belly and look through.
So what did they end up doing?
Just talking to me about my health.
Before entering the program, Kiwana would come home after school and spend about 6 hours alone in front of the TV. She loved soda, candy, white rice, midnight snacks. But in the 6 weeks since her first visit with a nutritionist and weight doctor, household habits have changed dramatically. Kiwana's cousin, Paloma Sanchez, was visiting one afternoon, going through the fridge.
Fruit, orange juice, 100%.
2% milk, fat-free cheese.
Her mother, Kiyumari, has also been learning to cook traditional Puerto Rican food in a healthier way.
La carne ahora no la estoy haciendo frita.
She no longer fries her meat as often. She cooks many more vegetables than she used to, and even eats more of them herself. Kiwana loves Puerto Rican orange rice, so she asked her mother to start mixing it with lettuce.
I told my mom to put a lot of the salad so I can eat it, and it helped me lose weight because I get a little bit of rice.
Kiwana's 18-year-old sister, Gwendolyn, who's tall and curvy but not overweight, has tweaked her own habits to support Kiwana.
I eat less junk food in front of her, or I'll try not to eat in front of her, so she doesn't, feel like she wants some too.
I tell her just to keep it in her room so I don't see it. And, like, my mom's not buying no more soda, and it's been hard for me too because I love soda.
Getting off the couch and moving is something else Kiwana had to learn. Her mother works as a caretaker for a disabled relative and doesn't have time to organize activities for Kiwana. So at the doctor's suggestion, she signed Kiwana up for a free after-school program called Girls Inc. She still watches some TV when she comes home, but she's making a strong effort to follow her doctor's prescription to ride her bike for at least half an hour, 5 days a week. It's not always easy. Her bike has been stolen twice, and her new one, built by her brother-in-law, is a bit small for her. There's no bike path nearby, so she rides up and down the sidewalk outside her apartment.
So I usually, come up and ask my mom how many minutes I've been out. And, she tells me sometimes 10, 15. So I just keep on going until I get, a little more.
Her mom even makes her stay out if it's raining. But Kiwana says what started out as a chore is getting to be fun. She found a friend to bike with, and sometimes they stay out for a couple hours.
So how fast can you go on this?
I could go really fast, and I could stand up on it.
Kiwana's family is relieved that she's taken to these lifestyle changes. Her mom says she's already lost 4 pounds, and that keeps her motivated.
Se está un poquito enfocando en ella misma.
I don't know, she's getting skinnier. She's eating less.
And for that, Gwendolyn says, she's proud of her sister.
Really proud. I want her to just move on with herself and just lose weight and be happy.
It's hard to gauge Kiwana's statistical chances of slimming down. Pediatric obesity programs are new and not widely studied. Kiwana herself is confident she can stick with these good habits.
I have seen a lot of other people, like, if they were overweight and they get diabetes and stuff, they get, like, sick. So I don't want to be like that. And I don't feel scared because I know that I'm going to do it.
She still craves junk food, and sometimes she just wants to veg in front of Nickelodeon. But then she looks at that photo of her thin 6-year-old self and heads back outside. I'm Karen Brown.
Tomorrow on the show, our series is going to continue with scientists poking some holes in this idea of food as an addictive substance. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. And we thank you so much for spending some time with us today. If you did miss any of the program or would like to pass a segment along to a friend, you can click on over to wordofmouthradio.org. There's a slew of past shows from our archives there. You can also post questions or feedback about what you heard on the air or contribute your ideas by emailing us wordofmouth@nhpr.org. We also welcome your posts on our Facebook page or sending us a tweet. I'm Virginia Prescott. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Virginia Prescott,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie, with oversight and direction
from Abby Goldstein, NHPR's Vice President of Programming,
and web support from Brady Carlson
and Courtney Kenya.
Andrew Perella gives technical support.
And Dan Colgan. Dan, the man, runs our board.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individual,
not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters.
The Shifting Balance series is made possible with support from H&H Foundation.
For information about the show, to listen to past segments, post a comment, or read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
Or use the On Demand tab on the NHPR app.
You can join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.